Christians across the country are observing a low-key Martyrs' Day commemoration due to the Ebola outbreak that has so far affected hundreds in neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo and about 15 in Uganda, with one death. Government postponed the celebrations, only allowing small gatherings. The move, according to health authorities, was meant to prevent further spread of the Ebola virus. At the Anglican Shrine in Namgongo, the prayers are attended by a handful of pilgrims, a stark difference from the thousands that would normally convert there. The celebrations are spearheaded by the Uganda Christian University after receiving permission from the Ministry of Health to hold the prayers under strict standard operating procedures. In a clearance letter to the Archbishop of Uganda, the Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary Dr. Dana Atwine stated that in order to limit the transmission risk, the total number of participants, including the clergy and security, be limited to 200 persons. The other requirement is that all participants must be seated throughout the prayers and shall be dismissed immediately after the session, as no post-event gatherings allowed. KFM's Ronald Sembuma is among the few journalists accredited to cover the event at the Catholic Shrine, and he has spoken to the in-charge, Father Vincent Lubega, who cautions pilgrims against fetching water from the stream.
Well, normally when people come here for a pilgrimage, they go to fetch water from the lake. Now, given what you're going through, there's nothing like that. We have closed those taps, because when you go there to fetch water, you touch the taps, the same people, and that can be a way of spreading the disease. So I, with all humility, ask those who come for water, please wait. When everything is clear, you shall have the water.
Meanwhile, similar events are organized in the various districts, with organizers urged to observe the SOPs.